Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Suns have a timeout. Decide not to call it. Booker the drive, gets inside, leans in. Knocked away and stolen by Holiday. Phoenix has to foul, and Antetokounmpo throws it down! And a foul! Giannis on the alley-oop! What a turnaround! A chance to take the lead and the turnover as the Bucks now up by three and a free throw coming up.
That highlight courtesy NBA on ABC, and with that, the Milwaukee Bucks are on the doorstep of the NBA championship. This segment brought to you by NJ Diet. Visit njdiet.com or call 855-5-NJ-DIET.
But it's not just the Milwaukee Bucks who can win a championship. It's also the Brewers and the Green Bay Packers. There is a higher than not likelihood that all those things can happen. I still think the Dodgers in the NL West as a whole is better. But the Brewers pitching staff, specifically the trio of Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burns and Freddie Peralta, not only are they leading an ERA in the American League, Burns, Peralta, and Corbin are in the top six in whip. Three of the top six in whip in the AL, or NL rather, are in. I can't even fathom it. That's how disturbed I am.
The Brewers are 56-39. They are 7.5 games clear of the Reds, 8.5 clear of the Cardinals, 9.5 clear of the fourth place Cubs in the Central right now. And if Aaron Rodgers returns to Green Bay, they are a Super Bowl contender.
And if Milwaukee wins tonight, they take home the NBA Finals.
So I'm cool with it, though. I like Milwaukee a lot. I don't think it diminishes the Chicago sports fan. I know there are rivalries, and I understand the nature of rivalry. I think it's good for sports when one of the smallest major cities, one of the smallest major sports cities, is really good. I think that means we're probably in a better place than we like to think when we're always sort of decrying the decline of so much.
Well, it's in stark contrast to what we just talked about in our last segment about the favorites, right? You could extrapolate that if you want. But I thought about it earlier today, realizing the new title town might not be Tampa Bay, although it very well could be. There's your contender against Green Bay. It's not Boston,
thankfully,
anymore, but it very well could be Milwaukee, Green Bay.
But just think about what you just said there. Like the fact that we all, whether it's like Boston or Philly or some of these places, everybody starts to roll their eyes. Like, oh my God, we got to deal with this, or they're going to do the Mummers Parade or something. I don't think Milwaukee is difficult to like. I've never had a bad time there. Everybody I know from Milwaukee is nice.
And we talked about that a little bit last week. The idea of them knowing they're not for everyone and embracing who they are as a city. And then even Giannis yesterday. Let's revisit the clip after the last game. Giannis talking about his self-awareness and his mindset in these NBA finals.
I mean, you're 26 years old, and you know, I've covered plenty of players who didn't seem like they figured the ego part out until their 30s. I mean, who taught you about why that's important and to handle it that way?
I think I'll say life. Usually, let me tell you this. Usually, when from my experience, right? Like when I think about, like, oh yeah, I did this. I'm so great. I had 30. I had 25, 10, and 10, or whatever the case might be. Because right. You're gonna think about that. Oh, we won this and that. Usually, the next day you're gonna suck.
Right.
You know, simple as that. You like the next few days you're gonna be terrible. And I figured out like a mindset to have that, like, when you focus on the past, that's your ego. I did this. You know, we were able to, you know, beat this team 4-0. I did this in the past. I won that in the past. Mm-hmm. And when I focus in the future, it's my pride. Like, yeah, next game 5, I do this and this and this. Right. You know, I'm going down. That's your pride talking. Like, it doesn't happen. Like, you're right here. And I kind of, like, try to focus in the, you know, in the moment, in the present. And that's humility. That's being humble. That's not setting no expectation. That's going out there, enjoying the game, competing at a high level. And I think I've had people throughout my life that helped me with that. But that's a skill that I've tried to, like, perfect it.
Master
it. And it's been working so far.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to stop.
You're doing okay.
The humility and the self-awareness of Giannis Antetokounmpo there, I think, is noteworthy.
He's wonderful. He really is. And and for a guy to express that in his second or third language, I don't know how many other languages he speaks, but that's not easy to do. And to come across that openly and that honestly about some of this stuff is very easy to root for. It's very easy to want him to win.
And you could argue that, given his performances in the playoffs, that he could play pretty fired up if he wanted to. He could be mad about it. But instead, this is how he's addressing it. And he has every right to pump his chest, especially after the point totals that we've seen him have day in and day out. And that emphatic alley-oop at the end of the game to ice it just says everything. I don't know how you exist here in Chicago, close to Milwaukee, and not appreciate that. There are some Suns fans, and we shout you out because you texted on the text line. But I do think that that's pretty cool. Contrast that, though, with Aaron Rodgers' attitude and his, I don't even know what you want to call it anymore, flippantness. How would you describe his attitude?
Smug egocentrism.
And the latest reports from Adam Schefter talking about the money they offered him, and he's like, no, it's not about the money. You're really this upset that they understand that they need a quarterback after you? At 37, this is really bothering you that much? Like, let's revisit the latest audio we have from Aaron Rodgers as they try to search for a title and contend against Tampa Bay.
Packers, Bears, any idea who's going to be there? Anybody who's going to be quarterbacking in the number 12 jersey?
Yeah, I don't know, B.A. Let's see.
How about September 12th then? How will you go for that one?
What's that one?
That would be the opener against the Saints.
Oh.
All cheesers rejoice.
Yeah, I don't know, B.A. We'll see.
Okay.
I know you're a Milwaukee guy.
I know.
Aaron, everybody is on their toes. They want to know, man. They want to know.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm just having a good time out here with Tom. I'm trying to talk to him about it. He's going to keep playing or not, you know?
Hey, Aaron, we go way back. You can just tell me. I'll keep it a secret. Hey, I promise I will not put it anywhere.
Charles, I'll tell you this week in Tahoe.
That right there kind of says everything to me. It wasn't even him talking to Brian Anderson, who's the Brewers announcer, by the way, and being so casual with him and talking about him and saying, oh, B.A., I don't know. It was the way he addressed Charles Barkley. Like, oh, yeah, Chuck, I'll tell you about this offline. My secret plan. I don't even know if it's that necessarily, but just the attitude.
That was from the match on TNT, which we affectionately called the D-Bag Open. Yes, the Deutsche Bank Championships from back in the day, if you remember. Terry came up with that as a perfect euphemism for the words that we increasingly could not use. Oh, boy, the Wild West was fun back in the day. We could pretty much say whatever we wanted to not have any issues, but times are different. The text line is sort of you know, summing up how I feel, the 262 here says, living in Kenosha amongst Wisconsin fans, it gets tiring, but Milwaukee is a great city. 773 says, Wisconsin can't be a real title town. They don't have a hockey team. Well, okay. They have the Admirals of the whatever the highest minor league is, but it's all right.
If somehow, by a lot of things aligning, they take home three championships in a year, or at least are notably contending, you have to give them their due. You have to. Hey, by the way, you know who has the lowest whip in the American League right behind all them?
Sox.
Carlos Rodon.
A texter from the 773 says, only the Brewers winning would hurt. Both the Packers and Bucks are clearly better organizations than the Bears and the Bulls.
Do you think that the Bucks are a better organization than the Bulls?
Well, that's... maybe not since the changeover. I think that's probably an incomplete grade on the Bulls as far as the organization goes. But
before AK, or Acme, as we like to call it, maybe you could argue that, at least like for the last 10 years, right?
Yeah, I think they get the benefit of the doubt on the reset to have that not necessarily just concluded out of hand that that's the case. But the Packers have proven it to this point. And I don't really think the Brewers winning would hurt. The only thing about Milwaukee that I kind of don't like or think is somewhat over, the only thing is the special sauce on the brats. That I don't like. I just go with the really good horseradish mustard or whatever they have, something other than like a regular yellow mustard, because the brats, I forgot what it's called, was it whatever Miller Park was, and I go back to Old County Stadium, and we used to drive up from Rockford to watch games there at that dump, a lovable old dump, and I just, people say, oh, you gotta have the special sauce. I would say no. I'd say when you get a brat at a Brewer game, avoid the special sauce.
I don't even know what sauce you're talking about.
It's
famous. Just go for the cheese curds.
I can go for that too. Those are not mutually exclusive.
The likelihood of the Brewers winning the World Series, I think, is the lowest of the three that we discuss. Clearly, because the highest right now is the Bucks. Second highest is the Packers. Brewers might be the lowest. But with those three pitching the way they are, you cannot count them out. And I feel like the lead is just growing in the Central as we're seeing the Cubs and Cardinals slug it out the way they are. That 8-0 win was dominating. That they last had, the Brewers over the Reds. And you've at least got to recognize what they're doing.
Yeah, of course you do. I mean, I'm not mad at him. By the way, it's technically not, it's secret stadium sauce.
Oh, okay.
Is what it's called. It was developed for use at Milwaukee's County Stadium. It is still served on dogs and brats at American Family Field. It is a product of Sports Service, sold in 18-ounce bottles at grocery stores throughout Wisconsin, created in the early 70s by Rick Abramson, who was then a vendor at County Stadium, who is now Delaware North Company Sports Service president.
President?
During a game, when they ran short of other condiments, he said, we were sort of running out of ketchup and mustard. We needed a condiment. I took barbecue sauce, a little ketchup and mustard, smoked syrup, and other ingredients, and came up with Secret Stadium Sauce. Gained popularity in the 1980s when Bob Costas expressed his love for the sauce on brats at Brewer games and mentioned how he and Tony Kubek traded broadcasting duties during games so they could eat brats with the sauce during the broadcasts.
Sounds like I gotta go try this.
I'm not a fan. Not a fan for I'm a brat purist in that regard. And actually, now that I think about it, I think I'm going to make those Boar's Head veal brats for dinner.
That's where this segment has taken us.
I think in honor of Milwaukee maybe winning a championship, I need to buy like some Miller High Life and do my brats with the onions and just sort of reduce everything down to my beer onion glop and I'm doing that tonight. That's done.
Is that in celebration of what you think might be a Milwaukee Bucks victory this evening?
Partially. It's partially because I've had them home and I keep looking at them and I want to make them and I want to eat them because they're good.
Well, yes, food is good. Who do you like tonight as far as the chances? It's got to be Milwaukee.
You know, it has to be just because of the percentages.
Right.
But to me, what is still so glaring is the Suns shot nearly 70% from three-point range in an NBA Finals game and lost. That's insane. That can't happen, and it happened. And I guess when you get out-rebounded and give up second chances and turn the ball over a lot, like, that's amazing to me. I don't know that's, how many times a team in an NBA playoff game, since whenever you want to go back, has shot that high a percentage and lost the game. I bet it's maybe twice or three times.
That's a good question, because we all focused on what you talked about, which was the comparison of Chris Paul in the last couple of games looking like Wizards Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But just the overall turnovers on the Suns and how that doomed them.
And when. It's not a matter of how many. It's when you're doing it and when these games tighten up. And this is all of the casual NBA fans are like, see, all you got to do is watch the last 3 minutes of a game, like I always say, which is totally not the case, because then you miss the coaching battle here. Two really smart coaches, both dealing with injuries, both trying to thrust guys into certain situations and buy time here, depending on foul trouble, and referees swallowing their whistles at the end, making sure the stars are still in the game. And that's pretty obvious that that's like Devin Booker could come out and hit a guy in the head with a sledgehammer and not get a foul.
The fourth quarter of game five, though, felt a lot more back and forth than the score indicated.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right.
You
because
just
the missed
waiting
free throws,
for the
yeah.
lead to change.
Yes.
And the possessions indicated the score was going to be different. And they were that close and that close. The Suns were in that close until the alley-oop at the end.
I've divided the special sauce people in Milwaukee. The 262 people in Milwaukee love stadium sauce. It's disgusting. Give me spicy brown mustard with a little sauerkraut all day. 331, Dan, how am I not surprised you would say that about the special sauce? What, I'm not allowed to have an opinion that something doesn't taste good? I don't want barbecue sauce on a brat.
There are brat nachos at American Family Field, a.k.a. Miller Park. I did not know this.
And I would suggest, if you are really interested in a, I don't know if they're still offering this, one of the best things my wife and I did, we've traveled to places around the world, but one of the best weekends we had, just as a childless couple, was taking advantage of a package deal at the old haunted Pfister Hotel, which is a beautiful hotel.
I've been.
And you get tickets to the art museum, and you can get, there's like dinner coupons as well. There's some wonderful restaurants, but just to do an overnight and combine a night at the Pfister with a lovely dinner and then spend the whole next day at the art museum is especially on a beautiful summer day when they can open the Calatrava wings on the building there. It's lovely right along the lake, and it's inexpensive and it's close, but you feel like you're on vacation, and I couldn't recommend it more highly.
I giggle because you call it the Calatrava wings, whereas like every stadium I've worked in, we're just like, roof closed or open.
Well, it's not really open. It's not really that. I mean, it unfolds, and it's not really the roof.
That's what everybody says, though. Like, roof closed or open.
We used to say that about Dave Baum's hairpiece back in the day.
Oh, geez.
I always thought that was cool. If you were a guy who sometimes rocked a hairpiece.
Like you weren't sometimes?
He wasn't trying to fool everybody. Like, sometimes he just wanted to have hair. And other times he didn't. I just thought that the honesty of that, where it's just another sort of... the word I'm looking for. It was part of his outfit. Either he'd wear it or he wouldn't. And do you want to be a guy with hair today? Yeah, I do. Other days, not so much. So
he treated it like a hat.
Yes, it was an accessory.
I'm having a bad scalp day. I'm going to put my toupee on.
It was an accessory. That's all it was. And it wasn't part of some elaborate plan to fool people. Because everybody knows. Everybody knows. I told a story. There's a guy I worked with years ago who was prematurely bald at a young age, like a very young age. And I ran into him years later. And I kind of looked at him, and he had this terrible hairpiece on. Like it was like Ernie Accorsi's. It was like roadkill. And I looked at him like, hey, you got the hairpiece going. And he goes, shh, come on. Nobody knows. And I wanted to just say, dude, come on. Everybody knows. You're not fooling anybody with that thing. Come on now.
I know a lot of people who wear like hair extensions on occasion and then take them out. So what's the difference?
Well, that's embellishment is a little different, I guess.
It's the same. It's hair adding to hair.
I know, but going from, like, this guy's bald, like a little bit of horseshoe left around the edges, and then to go with a full black head of, like you know, whatever that was, the ocelot he's got in his head, and it's just like, oh, man. Like, nobody knows. Like, yeah, they do. Trust me. They know.
You literally just told him, hey, hairpiece, huh? No
yes!
one knows. Yes. I just don't have tact. I'm Dan Bernstein. No,
but I knew because he's got plastic hair in his head. It's like one of the Fisher-Price dolls where it kind of like snaps in, you know?
Mr. Potato Head.
Yes, exactly. It's kind of like that. And no, it was not Jesse. Not, you know. Jesse did try it for a little while. I think he had an endorsement for one, didn't he? That's a score tale. That somebody should tell. Like that, the early, or the Vitalman story with Norm Van Leer. That's another one entirely. We could do like old score sponsor stories now that most of these companies are defunct.
Oh my goodness. That's always entertaining. I did not realize this, and thanks for pointing it out to 920. The Brewers changed their start time today so it didn't interfere with the finals. It is a 3:10 start in Milwaukee, Kansas City playing at Milwaukee. But the three-headed monster of Peralta, Corbin Burns, and Brandon Woodruff are not pitching today, so that's nice. But yeah, I'm still, that's the one that gets me. It's the whip leaders. It's DeGrom by a mile at 055, Woodruff second at 083. Kevin Gausman from San Francisco, indicative of who they've been, 085. Scherzer, and then it's Burns and Peralta at 5 and 6.
Wow.
You have to get to Carlos Rodon.
Next up, we are going to talk to the star of Chicago baseball yesterday. I'm not talking about Gavin Sheets. No, I'm not. I am talking about Landon Verbeek of South Elgin, who made that play amidst his family in the club level, one of the great young fan catches that we've seen, and he's going to join us to tell us all about it next on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's been quite the day for fielders in the crowd, Steve.
Well, look,
If you're a good fielder, that doesn't happen. But when it bounces off your hand and hits you in the head and then leaves you a lump like that, then you borrow your girlfriend's hat and cover it up. Yeah, that's a ball that hit me. Got it back, it just cost him a bat. And then the other side of the equation, you bring your glove, you're a fine defender, you make sure everybody in the section is okay, and you get to be the hero.
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We put out the clarion call to find the defensive player of the day in Major League Baseball yesterday. And it may not have been Javier Baez. I can tell you that we may never be able to say this again, but 11-year-old Landon Verbeek of the South Elgin Legends 13U travel baseball team had a better fielding day than Javier Baez, among others, making that play at the club level at Guaranteed Rate Field. And he joins us now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Landon, hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm great. How are you guys?
Well, we're happy to have you on. You made an excellent play on TV for all of us to see. So this is what we always ask the big league athletes. Can you take us through the play you made?
Thank you.
So tell us how it happened. From your perspective, from the moment it left the bat, what did you see? What did you do?
Well, I was sitting there with my mom, my sister, and my grandma, and I was flipping through some baseball cards, and I was just watching the game, and I said to my grandma, the ball comes up here, tucked down, and I'll catch it. And sure enough, the next pitch after I said that, a ball comes right up, and I reached out about a couple feet, and I caught it, and I was just so surprised because I never thought that that moment would ever come true.
Well, you looked like you were not just prepared, but you brought your glove and everything, so you had to have known there might have been a chance.
Yeah, I was really prepared because I've tried to get some foul balls tons of times, and it was just so amazing that that happened that one time.
So is that your gamer glove? Is that your top glove that you actually use during games?
Yes.
Because I always wonder about that. I know when my son was your age, I would always say, I don't want to lose it. I don't want anything to happen to it. I would have him bring a backup glove. But that's some confidence to go there with your gamer. I like that.
Yeah.
So wait, what baseball cards were you looking at? Do you even remember?
I was looking at the Sox baseball cards that they sold in the little shop across the hallway. And I was really happy because I got a Frank Thomas one. And I was like, oh, man, the big hurt. I was like, oh, geez, I got a Frank Thomas card. And those are the cards I was looking at, just a bunch of old Sox baseball cards.
Where is the ball right now?
It's in my room.
Are you going to get a special container for it, like one of those plastic little holders for it to make it like a trophy?
Yeah, I'm going to get one of those little square plastic containers.
Was that the first Sox game that you've been to this season, or have you gotten to go to a couple more recently?
This season, yes. I've gone to a couple other ones when I was really little.
Yeah, because it's been at least a year for most people, of course, because of the pandemic. So this was your first game back, and this is what happened?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
What was your feeling when you caught the ball, and then what did your grandmother say? Because she was in on the play. She did a pretty good job.
She was so excited because she did everything that I asked her to do. She tucked down, and she looked up, and she was like, oh my gosh, you actually caught that? And I was like, yeah. And everybody was just giving me high fives. And she was so excited. She was just very excited. Everybody was clapping and everything. It was just an exciting moment.
How many times have you watched the video and listened to what Jason Benetti and Steve Stone said? Because they had multiple references to the play that you made throughout the game.
Yeah, I watched it about 8 times. I like the one where Ozzie Guillen was on and he was talking about it. That was funny.
What'd you think about what Ozzie had to say? Did you ever think that Ozzie would be talking about your catch like this?
I never thought about that because Ozzie Guillen's one of my favorite Sox player, and he said he'd give me a contract. I'm waiting on that.
So who's your favorite current Sox player? When you go to the game, who's your guy?
My favorite Sox player right now is got to be Jose Abreu or him or Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson and him are my all-time favorites.
And I always wonder, for somebody who plays at the level you do, and the fact that you're 11 and playing 13U travel means you must be pretty darn good at baseball. What impresses you most about major league players when you are at the game and you're watching them and you aspire to do what they do? What do you find most amazing that a major leaguer does?
Well, what I find most amazing is how I just like to learn about how they play and where they play. And, like, when the lefty's up, how Tim Anderson goes to the other side because he knows that it's a lefty shift. I think it's really cool of just learning about them. And I really like to see how they throw to first base and stuff like that. I think it's just amazing.
So do you have any more Sox games coming up? I feel like you have to come back and, like, defend your title or something.
Maybe. I don't think so. Not yet, but maybe we'll find another time to come.
So do the South Elgin Legends, is it a tournament team that you play in? Do you play in a regular travel league? Is your season still going?
It's been over for a little bit now, probably like 4 or 5 weeks, but it's been really nice because you travel, but it's not like you're traveling around the world. It's just nice, and, you know, you go maybe at the most like 2 or 3 hours. It's really nice.
So other than making that amazing catch, what was your favorite part about being back at a baseball game and being in the crowd and just enjoying your favorite team?
I'm just glad that we got to get out there and not, like, get out there, watch a game in the fresh air, you know. You're basically on the field watching all these really good players. It's just really cool.
Landon, you seem like a very mature, poised young man, and we really appreciate you taking the time and hanging out with us today. So congratulations on a hell of a play. I know you'll remember it forever.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you. Congratulations. And a lot of people giving you advice right now to make sure you protect the ball because you never know what's going to happen. A dog might get after it or something. So make sure you cherish that one for us.
Yep, I will.
Congratulations.
That is 11-year-old Landon Verbeck of South Elgin, the shortstop and catcher from the South Elgin Legends, who made a terrific play in the stands yesterday.
And had some nice insight on why he likes Tim Anderson. How about that? A little shortstop knowledge.
Isn't that cool?
During our baseball day. I love it.
Yesterday, during the Mets and Reds broadcast, the great Gary Cohen, and that Mets broadcast, by the way, is probably the best local broadcast. I mean, just they've been doing it for so long, and they're so good. It is Keith Hernandez, it's Ron Darling, it's Gary Cohen. And you talk about, I mean, we're blessed with an embarrassment of riches here with our local broadcast. Most New Yorkers hate their local broadcasts of various kinds, like the Yankees broadcast, but these Mets guys are great. Gary Cohen had himself a day yesterday, and the reason it was great is he is no fan of Cincinnati chili.
No, and I would also like to shout out when Kevin Burkhart was a part of that crew, too.
That's right.
It really was far and away the best broadcast, and I say that loving what we do here. But Gary Cohen, it's making the rounds. It's for a good reason. I sent it to Tanny just in a side conversation last night because I know how he feels about Cincinnati chili. I think we have to revisit this next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is the local delicacy known as Skyline Chili. The five-way with the spaghetti and the beans and the cheese.
Five-way.
First, the disgusting chili gravy.
And what do you put on
the onions?
You put some mustard or something on that?
Wait a second. After the onions comes the cheese, and that's what makes it the five-way. Here we go. There's the cheese. They put like 10 tons of shredded cheese on there. And this is supposed to be food that you actually eat.
Now, does the cheese melt or is that a...
Ronnie, have you ever had Skyline Chili?
I have not.
I would recommend...
having it? Or?
Well, no. You need to try everything once.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
If it doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Try it once, and then you'll never eat it again.
It's just so brilliant.
It's so deadpan, too. And here comes this. It's a little bit of Farmio in the deadpan delivery there. And here comes the cheese, and now it's the beans, and now the sauce. And it's just, if you watch the video, it's so unappetizing. It really is just nasty.
Did Mets baseball make them this way, or did they become this way themselves? That's the real question here.
Both. I think they're so in the DNA of Mets baseball. Some of them having played it and broadcast it for so long that there's that inherent weirdness that comes along with the Mets. And my cousins are Mets fans. Trust me, I know from whence it comes. But yeah, I would say order it and then immediately pour it in the toilet. Like, just walk to the nearest bathroom, get that plate, and dump it in the toilet and flush it.
It's where it's ending up anyway.
It's just, it's so gross. And it's got like, it tastes like cinnamon. That's the thing. Like, regular chili shouldn't taste like cinnamon. You're making a face there right now that's priceless.
I just have no understanding of how this came to be. Like, usually there's some origin story, and you actually talked to me about it during the break.
Yeah, some Macedonian immigrants created it in, 19-whenever. The immigrant restaurateurs from Macedonia, and they immigrated from the town of Rupišta, fleeing the Balkan Wars in 1921, and they began serving a stew with traditional Mediterranean spices as a topping for hot dogs.
So eat whatever you want at that point. Like, your work is done, my goodness. But that's ingenuity right there. But how it came to be on spaghetti, and then combining it with cheese, and then the beans is part of it?
Well, the beans are part of the ways. The beans aren't in the chili. The beans are one of the five-way involves spaghetti, beans, cheese, chili, onions, right? I think that's five-way?
Yes. Has to be.
But some people just pour the goo on a hot dog. But the ingredients include ground beef, stock, tomato paste, cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice, clove, cumin, chili powder, bay leaf, and some recipes unsweetened dark chocolate.
Oh, to kind of make it like that mole texture.
Don't drag mole. Mole is
but that's
God's
the idea.
Work. Yeah, I know. I get it. But that's to compare this to a mole is...
To compare
is,
it to anything, yeah, Dan.
Except like it's... Good for Gary Cohen.
we have nothing to add to this because we're going down a dangerous dark path. I texted Tanny and sent him the video just so he had it. I should have known we were going to talk about it today on the show. But whenever I think of Cincinnati chili, for some reason, Tanny is the first to come up in that discussion.
It must be popular enough. Like, if it is available so widely that it's frozen... Actual Skyline brand chili is in every Jewel and every Mariano's. Like, you can get it anywhere. There must be a market for it. And it's not just Cincinnati transplants, is it? But do people, like, want to eat it for a meal?
I have two listener questions today. Number one, are you okay with the idea that Milwaukee could be a title town by the end of, like, I don't know, the next 6 months? And then number two, the other one is, where do you stand on the Cincinnati chili business? And both are essential questions in my mind.
It's not even really chili. It's a sauce. It's a condiment.
But it's not when you put it on all the other stuff. And then that's what I think of when I think of Cincinnati chili. Didn't that local market hat have it as the
yes.
stuff with the spaghetti?
Yes. Yeah.
Not that I'm using that as an authority on this by any means, because they forgot 847 off the Cubs hat, which seems silly.
You know, I always learn about a show based on what tabs I have open on the browser by the time the show ends. So it's always funny when I look and it's like Fangraphs, Cincinnati Chili, and cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin.
That's how I feel about the text line too. Whenever the text line is just all over the place, it's the same idea.
Yeah, 773. Please don't bring Mole and this monstrosity together. So I don't agree with Dan all the time, but he's right. Mole is God's work.
I agree, but the concept is loose.
and Jay Zawoski texts me Mole and Haw.
Oh my God.
Mole and Haw. Arriba! Ha 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 ha!
The Rick Camp Cutaway. Mole and Haw.
See, that would have gotten transition canceled had Jay come up with that during transition. Lawrence would have kicked us out.
Lawrence would have 100% kicked us out. He kicked us out for me referencing an En Vogue song yesterday.
We'll do a brief transition with him before he talks to David Ross. Is it David Ross or is it Stoney today?
We don't know. It's David Ross.
It's Ross. It's Rossi. So either way, we knew we had to get out of here, so we'll bring him in a moment on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!